Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, wow, what a blast of winter we've seen over the past several days. Basically, since Thanksgiving, pretty much all of Michigan got pelted. Several places well above average for November snow, and there's more coming today and tomorrow. November is going to continue to snow. Number two, for the first time in a decade, the Michigan Wolverines able to win the game, dumping the Buckeyes of Ohio State 42-27. Jim Harbaugh's first win ever against OSU. And number three, Governor Whitmer ready to pull out all the stops to go after the latest COVID-19 surge, even calling in the military to help out. The federal government plans to send 44 military medical workers to Michigan to assist hospitals treating coronavirus patients during a fourth surge, worst in the nation, by the way. Michigan's surge in COVID patients, worst in the nation. Does it mean anything now? I don't know. I mean, it means something, obviously, to the people that don't fare well against it. It means a lot to the families who lose somebody, obviously, and to those people. And now you've got Omicron. Omicron, the latest variant that is locking down the world, even though we don't have any idea what it may or may not do. But the world is shutting again. Nations around the world are going to keep the Omicron variant at bay as best they can. Travel bans, further restrictions, even though it doesn't mean anything. All foreign visitors now suspended entry into Japan. This was first found in South Africa on the 18th of November. But it's been found in Hong Kong, Australia, Portugal, Canada. It's here. Obviously, if it's in all those places, it's in the United States. The stream of new cases showing the near impossibility of keeping the genie in the bottle in a globalized world of travel and open borders. Yet many try to do just that, urging the World Health Organization to support it. But the WHO is saying, no, this creates more problems. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. South Africa is getting praised, but they're also getting punished. South Africa and Botswana quickly alerting the world to the presence of a new variant. But we don't know what it means. We don't even know what it means. But anyhow, it's 4,100 individuals hospitalized as of Wednesday in Michigan. So here's what's going to happen here. Two groups of 22 physicians, nurses, and respiratory therapists scheduled to arrive this week, tending patients for about 30 days inside the Beaumont Hospital campus. That's Dearborn and the Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids. The number of hospitalized adults who had confirmed illnesses is 87% higher than it was a month ago. And 94% of the state's record high that was reached in April. Right now, our doctors and nurses are reporting the vast majority of their patients are unvaccinated or have not yet received a booster dose. Oh, so not unvaccinated, just haven't gotten a booster dose. See, this is the new little asterisk. You got to get your booster, you see. We can all do our part to help reduce the strain on our hospital systems by getting vaccinated, making an appointment to get a booster dose, and continuing to take precautions to keep ourselves and loved ones safe. Let's see. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announcing an indoor mask advisory for anybody 2 years old and older. Come on. Regardless of vaccination status. Let's see here. The Michigan Health and Hospital Association CEO is Brian Peters. He says it's a dire situation. The DOD help is desperately needed. Many hospitals throughout the state are now operating at capacity, delaying non-emergency medical procedures, placing their emergency departments on diversion. Governor Whitmer, meanwhile, was seen maskless several times in the last few weeks, including in Washington, D.C., where she violated the mayor's order there. So I don't know who's leading us. Who's leading us? I'm not sure, but here we are. Anyhow, all right, so as you're navigating that, navigate this. More snow coming. 1 to 3 inches. More in Grand Rapids on the west side, but from Lansing to Detroit, 1 to 3 inches more over the next few hours. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. It's more snow than we normally get, that is for sure. More snow than we know. The average for Lansing, by the way, in November is 1.7 inches. This storm, I don't know what Lansing got, but most places 3 and 4 inches in the general vicinity. So you'll see more in the forecast. For today is 1 to 3 more, so well above average for November. But what does it mean? I don't know. Here's something I want to share with you. I found this interesting article. Very interesting article about the most dangerous roads in Michigan during the winter. And I say all of I-94 from about the time you take 69 south and you head west, that is on 94, all the way to Indiana, that is the most dangerous piece of road in Michigan, my estimation. But click on Detroit, put together a list here. By the way, I-94 is the top 10, but I-94 is listed once, twice, three times. No, make that four times. In Matawan, Van Buren County, Lincoln Township, Berrien County, Antwerp Township, Van Buren County, Hartford Township, Van Buren County, it's the worst to me. But also in there, U.S. 31, East Bay Township, Grand Traverse County, northbound I-475 around Flint and Genesee County. U.S. 41, Marquette County. Stadium Drive in Kalamazoo County. Eastbound 96 between Cheney and Plainfield in Grand Rapids. That's Kent County, of course. And Razorback Drive in Houghton County. So there are some bad roads all over the state. But that is a I-94 is a death chute. When that wind starts coming, because the way it comes off that lake, and when that road turns east-west, whoo, that's just awful. I've seen lots of accidents there. I was in the ditch once there, going pretty fast in a truck. Didn't wreck the truck, though. Went right off the road in the snow. Whoo-wee! Anyhow, so get ready, because it's heavy, it's wet. A lot of the snow is going to come for the next, between now and tomorrow morning. And driving too fast for conditions is problem number one. Because by the time you realize there's a problem, you're going too fast to stop. And then, the guy in front of you and the guy in front of that and the guy in front of that. And there you go. There you go. Chance of snow, by the way, across much of the state today, 100%. Better get a shovel and some more salt. Just saying. All right. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the Muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit GoMuskox.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.